Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for May 13th, 2017. And today I'm doing a review of the news this last week. And of course I'll be putting a cosmic spin on things in my own Cosmic Love way. And that's what I do. I can't help it. I know too much about universal law and cosmic language to ignore it. We're all accountable. That's fairness under cosmic law, the justice that just is. But before we go into the show, here's the global cosmic weather as of showtime this May 13th. Those who have listened to my cosmic weather reports before know that I'm talking about the quantum field nature of the astrology psychology as deep space harmonics influence the two hemispheres of the Earth, as well as the two hemispheres of the brain. Now, I'll be talking about that in the following report. But as for the astrology today, during the show, there are some unique quantum coordinates in place that have dynamic influence, subtle yet profound, regarding the ongoing catharsis in the collective conscience of billions of souls on Earth, believe it or not. The universe is highly organized with rules. The first principles are geometric order. You could say that the acronym for G-O-D is Geometric Ordered Divinity. And the different energies represented by these geometric principles govern the order of the universe and are the first principles in quantum field astrology. And today there's a powerful fire trine that resonates in our DNA tuning forks. And I'm not going into a deep astrology report here, but find it very interesting that the moon today is aligned with Saturn, and both are aligned with the galactic center and the fire sign Sagittarius. But that's just the trigger. All three of those influences are in trine, a harmonious aspect of 120 degrees, with both Uranus and Mercury in Aries. Now, this may seem abstract to some listeners, but there are some listeners who know enough about spiritual geometry and the language of astrology to understand that today has some very powerful potential for insight into the subjects I'll be discussing. So here we go. This is a reading from a compendium of news this week. And it contains some videos and article links, which you can pull up in a separate window on your computer at the HeartCom network. And if you scroll down to the top of the archives, you'll see the title subject for today's show. And it's called The Global Timeline Reset and Election Rigging in France. Now, that may sound like two entirely different subjects, but bear with me. It's all connected. So The Global Timeline Reset and Election Rigging in France. Now, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to tell you, and then I'm going to tell you, and then I'm going to tell you what I told you, which is to say, to begin with, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to be going over, and in general, in basically in a nutshell, I'm going to be talking about several key things that are going on, not just this last week, but really in the collective conscience of global humanity. And one of the key things I'll be talking about is how the global power shift is accelerating. There's a shift in power. And you might say it's a shift from west to east, but it's more like a balancing of east and west. It's shifting to a balance. Another subject is how net reality with global social conscience evolving in social networks is creating the end of illusion. There's an awakening in the global mind. And this all relates to what's going on right now with global currency reset, the GCR, it's sometimes called, or the revaluation. This was the last article that I did, and it's the article in the archives of, you know, following the top this top article from today on global currency, economic, social, political, and economic reset. And then there's a little bit of a Mother's Day theme in here, and there's graphics that I have in the article that I'm doing this reading from, and there's also some videos. So like I say, you can pull that up in another window later if you're listening, if you're now listening to the replay, or if, even live, if you're on your computer, you can pull up another window. And you know, while you're listening, you can preview view the videos and the links and some and the graphics, the infographics that I'll be discussing as I go down through this. So now I'm going to tell you basically the overview here, and I hope to have enough time that I'll be able to tell you what I told you at the end of the show, do kind of a review with different emphasis. So what's going on right now as far as a shift in the timeline and this understanding of what the timeline even is, I have some links and articles that go into this understanding of how different people perceive the timeline in different ways. There are dynamics governing the evolution of the timeline, the shift in the timeline, how it's changing. I'll be going into that. And the future timeline is changing is the point. As the global mind, global social consciousness matures in social networks. And the dynamic here is that as East meets West with, Eastern, global humanity, their consciousness is beginning to connect with universal languaging capabilities, with the Internet, with Facebook, and there's this new convergence communication as never before globally in the two hemispheres of the world. So as East meets West with this new net reality and global economic reset, and again, that global economic reset is linked to this previous article, which is more background if you aren't coming from there with that understanding of what's going on with global economic reset. That's a good, some good backstory on the big picture. And as this happens, this new shift in perception and power, social, political, and economic evolution. As this happens in our all-connected global village, there is a maturing with a spherical awareness of what some people call zero point or unity consciousness or conscientious common sense for all of us and us as united sovereigns of Earth. So keep in mind that the right brain hemisphere of the global mind, which is sometimes referred to as the inscrutable Eastern Oriental mind, keep in mind that this corresponds to the right hemisphere between your ears. Now, this is an abstract to some people, but follow along with me here because I'm going to be making a point that's been scientifically validated, that there's this relationship between the hemispheric fields of the Earth, East and West, and the action of the brain hemispheres. The best example of this is the book The Bond by Lynn McTaggart, and I've had her on my show once or twice. She did two books, one called The Field, one called The Bond, and it's about this understanding of the hemispheres of the Earth and the hemispheres of her brain and this correspondence, and she talked about this on the show. And the good example is how the evolution of language in the East, since they're more right brain dominant, was they have characters and symbols and they read from right to left. But we have characters and symbols in the West that evolved, but we're more left brain dominant, and we read those characters and symbols from the left to the right. So the left brain dominance in the Western hemisphere, Western civilization, and the right brain dominance of Eastern civilization, there's a shift of power going on with currency, this whole currency reset. There's a shift of power going on from the left to the right to reach a point of balance between the two. You know, like the brain switching that goes on between the two hemispheres of the brain, it's like simultaneously going on so rapidly, each moment, and we don't even, you know, of course, we don't cognize, you know, what's going on, but brain science has shown us this. But left brain dominant people, you know, are more visual oriented. Right brain dominant people are more audio oriented. And audio is more nonlinear. Visuals are more linear. Logic, you know, pattern recognition, you know, with the left brain, whereas the right brain is more intuitive and holistic and nonlinear. You know, like just like audio signals are nonlinear. It's just it fills the space. Anyway, there's a correspondence between the global mind from the perspective of what's going on the different hemispheres of the earth and what's going on between the hemispheres, you know, of the brain, you know, between your ears. So this understanding of the nonlinear feminine intuitive capabilities, you know, which is like the Eastern inscrutable oriental mind, it's always perplexed the lockstep linear logic of patriarchal left brain dominant Western civilization. Now, this may be an abstract new concept to some people listening. I've talked about it in the show before, but this is basically, again, scientifically validated, even just the history of language from right brain dominant, reading from right to left, and left brain dominant in the West, reading from left to right. So I wanted to kind of do that orientation first, because the shift in the timeline is not following the linear left brain logic of the West, which most of us think in terms of, you know, culturally, you know, that's the way we think from left to right, so to speak. And there, this shift is going on in the way time is perceived. And to give some background on this global shift timeline process, I provided a link on four timeline perspectives, an article that is based on Carl Jung's research and the four archetypes of consciousness and four different ways of perceiving time from that perspective. So this is modern psychology in terms of understanding the four different archetypal ways of perceiving time, which are basically a linear timeline from, you know, for the past through the present to the future, which left brain dominant people tend to do more. There's the emotional, and it gets into, you know, when I say the emotional, it gets to the mental, emotional, spiritual, and the physical aspects of the four archetypes, fire, air, water, and earth, and kind of universal archetypes that Jung refers to. Carl Jung, Modern Psychology. Some of you will find this interesting. I provided that link. It's an in-depth article, and I've found it over the years to be a fascinating perspective on how different people perceive time differently. And show me how people perceive time, and I'll, you know, show you with this article, you know, how people think. So that's an interesting perspective, and it has to do, you know, with what's sometimes referred to as capstone conscience. You know, that you've got the four archetypes and the four sides of the pyramid of self and civilization, and you've got the capstone, you know, the fifth principle, you might say, which is an integration, what Jung refers to as self-actualization. And some other people refer to it as the creative ascent process. So there's a link on the creative ascent process that goes more into that understanding of what's going on with the global shift in the timeline. Excuse me. So there's some key dynamics here, and I'm listing three of these key dynamics with the timeline update. And one of them, the first one, is that the linear timeline is now going nonlinear. Like I say, the shift of global collective consciousness is really, and the power shift, and, you know, the social, political economics relationship here, it's all connected to from the linear to more to the nonlinear. So the left brain domination mindset is more going nonlinear. And this is really understanding the rise of the divine feminine, more of the intuitive, more of the divine feminine qualities of cooperation and nurturing, rather than domination and competition, you know, of a win-lose nature. Win-win is more the energies of nonlinear cooperation. And this is actually going on in with systemic quantum field shift in the frequencies of Earth by way of gamma rays. You know, these are carrier waves for frequencies. And I've been reading numerous scientific articles on how these gamma waves, you know, have been shifting the consciousness, you know, with coded information, just like a laser beam. You know, laser fiber optics can carry 1,000 TV signals and tens of thousands of emails at the same time, you know, with carrier frequencies on laser light. These gamma rays are carrying frequencies in deep space energies, basically, you know, from the heart of the great central sun all the way through, you know, tens of billions of solar systems in our galaxy that are all connected, creating a field in the photon belt that Earth is aligned with about two-thirds way out in the spiral rim of the galaxy. Anyway, there's these, science has been recording, you know, these bursts, gamma wave bursts, and we're still at a, quantum science is still at a very crude level of understanding, you know, what, you know, how this is basically resonating in the Earth grids, you know, Earth's energy grids, and the personal global brain holodeck. When I say the brain holodeck, the brain field between the hemispheres of the brain create a torus field, an energy field that resonates directly with heart coherence or lack of it. But also, all the DNA in our body are like tuning forks that resonate with these frequencies that affect us in very our consciousness. Our sense of, you know, what's real, in very subtle but profound ways. So this is going on, how the linear timeline is going nonlinear, and that may be a two of a nonlinear explanation for some of you. I hope, you know, makes sense to others. Then the linear format I've got, you know, in the article might be a better way, just to kind of focus in on what I'm saying with the links that I've got there explaining more of the specifics of this quantum field shift and this holodeck brain field and what that means between the ears. Number two is we're co-creating the future timeline in balance with the divine masculine principle. And we're doing this, we're co-creating this future timeline with general enlightenment accelerates to accommodate the frequency shift I just referred to. And this is, again, to mature social conscience in our instant, everywhere, and interactive social networks, you know, the global internet, net reality. And this is, of course, the big dynamic that's going on, the global mind, the collective conscience, is this interaction of about 4 billion online netizens, you know, online internet citizens and netizens who are connecting in our instant, everywhere, interactive social networks. And again, it's about, what is it, how many billion people are on Facebook alone? I think it's 1.8 billion now. So there's a third factor here in the morphing of the timeline, the shift in the timeline. From a linear to a nonlinear, more nonlinear, morphic, you know, it's changing. And the dynamic here is that there's a blueprint for this big shift that's emerging. And you might say this is the purpose and plan of evolutionary ascension, conscious ascension, personal planetary ascension, with conscious evolution revelations that upgrade the web of consciousness serving the United Sovereigns of Earth. Now, I provided two links on two ways this is happening with global telecom and global telecare. And that's a whole subject in itself. There's links that go into great detail on how this blueprint for the big shift is emerging. And again, it's a big shift from a linear lockstep, you know, linear timeline that is projected from a Western dominance perspective, that's shifting. We're going to a more of a nonlinear, fully present east-west co-coordination, communication, cooperation, checks and balances. And that's a very critical dynamic to understand as the big picture of what's going on with all the politics and economics, and we're seeing drama on the world stage right now. So this is fulfilling the 2017 ascension intention. You know, this whole shift, this big shift, is there's a process of fulfillment of the ascension intention for 2017 with the spirit that matters on Earth as in cosmos at large. Now, I'm talking about the high end of the shift. I'm not talking about the deep state stuck in negativity stuff here. I'm talking about the positive. You know, there's what's going on with the upward mobile, you know, wising up and rising up in the collective consciousness of global humanity right now. This is an ascension process, and it's individual and collective. And it's not systemic with all individuals. There's just a lot of individuals that are basically wising up and rising up, you might say, to a more of a full presence of being centered and connected with wholeness, holiness, holistic, multidimensional perception, sometimes referred to as effective sensory perception. It's not ESP, it's effective, not extra. There's nothing extra about effective sensory perception when you've got it. Some people are referring to this as 5D, five-dimensional thinking. And a lot of the archetypes that I've used in the explanation of Jung and time and the article on the Prime Directive and the Emerging Blueprint series of articles that I've been linking consistently in these shows, this gets into the dynamic, again, of this ascension process and the understanding of 5D, the five directions, the fifth principle, you might say the etheric fire conscience with a capital C. You know, like as you become conscious of how you are conscious, you develop a conscience. When that's done collectively, you have ascension of collective conscience. Tools and processes that, you know, aid that process is, of course, what I'm referring to with global telecom and global telecare and the links there. And I repeat that because that's the new frontier of inner space that some people are ready to delve into by reading the links and going into it, and others aren't. So, you know, when you're ready, the master will appear, whether it's in your own, under your own vine and fig tree, through your higher, you know, Christ self, I am presence, or from whatever source, if you have discernment, there's a lot of truth on the internet if you know how to sort through the chaff. So, we're talking about global systemic reset, systemic global reset. And social, political, and economic reset is matriculating the matrix of reality now with a universal gold standard, which I went into in depth in this last article on global reset. Again, the previous article before this article I'm doing the reading from at HeartCom Network in the archives. And this universal gold standard is for stabilizing the shift, the global community by way of communication tools and processes, the culture, social conscience, and our new global social networks. This is the dynamic, you might say. The global mind is maturing. How we do that to involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience with a capital C, like E equals MC squared. As you become conscious of your conscious of how you are conscious, all time and space becomes relative with the conscience in the sense that as light approaches the speed of light, you know, E equals MC squared, all time and space becomes relative. So there's a parallel here. The language of light, the language of consciousness, as we become conscious of how we are conscious individually and collectively, we develop social conscience in our social networks and basically raise the level of conscience for our global village, for the family of mankind, for the United Sovereigns of Earth. And this happens as the ordained power of love naturally neutralizes the inordinate love of power. You know, it's like fearless faith neutralizes faithless fear. The power of love neutralizes the love of power. So, a full debriefing on this is what I'm going to go into more now. This was just kind of the preface. And in brief, what I'm going to go into is how there's a global power shift going on globally that's accelerating. Now, enlightened netizens worldwide have awakened to this global currency reset. What's been going on with this? Some people that have been following this, they realize there's this big shift of social, political, and economic power from Western dominance to an Eastern alliance of Russia, China, and the BRICS nations, who are dumping U.S. dollars and going on the global standard. And I provided in this report a breaking news video just from today, May 13th, 2017, on the global currency reset and what's happening with the specifics on the revaluation of currency. Of course, it's much more than just the currency. Currency is the tip of the iceberg. You know, 90% of what's going on is the spiritual, mental, emotional, and as well as physical infrastructure, making possible new checks and balances individually and collectively in our social, political, and economic institutions, the infrastructure for our net reality, and five core Internet freedoms, which I have multiple links to the article in depth of this understanding of how the Bill of Rights is going global with five core Internet freedoms. What that looks like and how that works, you can go into that with the links that I provided in this article. And the dynamic here, the bigger picture, understanding this, is that Western bankers that are dominated by Rothschild owners and their Zionist surrogates in the central banks of Europe and the U.S., they're getting desperate to maintain their dominance, their political control of Western nations, the deep state, because there is a shift of power, like I say, to this alliance of just China, India, Russia, the BRICS nations, and the balance of powers is shifting. So there's some dynamics going on here. There could be, you know, I'm not saying this is going to be real easy the next couple of years. I'm just saying, you know, be aware of the dynamics and hold the immaculate concept that the high end of this shift process will normalize, stabilize, harmonize, and you might say create homeostasis and healing in our social networks. So there's these forces, you might say, the old New World Order folks that really were looking at Western domination globally with globalist, you know, New World Order agenda. That's shifting, and there a lot of those forces, you know, the dark deep state, so to speak, are desperate to maintain their dominance of Western nations. And these deep state bankers, you might say banksters, and I'm going to go into that, they're losing control of not only the global currency domination, but also the media narrative. Independent internet media is exposing fake news in the Zionist-controlled Western media conglomerates as fast as it comes out. An example I have here is how WikiLeaks just busted NPR spreading fake news. There's an article that goes into that. And this is, again, regarding the blatant French election deception. I mean, it was, you know, NPR was virtually exposed as national propaganda radio. In this article, you can read it yourself. NPR's got a lot of good stuff, but you can't really watch the news anymore because they're just, you know, sometimes they're slipping through just outright propaganda. And this was the case with the recent French election. So I'm going to be taking a current event with the French election from this last week and tying into what's going on globally in the larger dynamic. And like I say, this issue in France is just the tip of the iceberg. It's like a chilling testament to the deep state's influence below the surface of geopolitics that have mutated with a corrupt collusion between big banks, big media, big government, since the original Federal Reserve deception was foisted on the American public 104 years ago. A lot of people don't understand, you know, the story of the Federal Reserve. Now, it's not federal, has no reserves. And there's an article here, America's number one enemy, the Federal Reserve. That's kind of bold. I'm not saying it's clickbait, but it's the truth, and it goes into it, how the birth of legal counterfeiting began with the Federal Reserve in America. And it's this article is a very thorough overview of the Fed, you know, the Federal Reserve, who owns it and how these owners created personal and public debt for their profit and power over the public with no accountability. Now, the truth of this pervasive deep state betrayal of Western civilization is beyond the patience of many Americans who have virtually the attention span of gerbils and believe what they are programmed to think on the boob tube. Now, conversely, there are many open-minded global netizens who think for themselves and are well aware of the nefarious history of Western Zionist banksters who financed the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia that killed about 55 million Christian Orthodox Russians to install communism. 55 million, folks. You'll never read about that in the mainstream Zionist-controlled media. I'm going to be going into that. But in the meantime, I provide a video here, and the video, it's rather humorous. There's a lot of truth in it that's shocking, again, to many the Westerners who don't see what an Orthodox Christian perspective on what's going on in the world at large and specifically in France. So here's what one Orthodox Christian, who was raised Jewish, by the way, has to say about the French election. And it's a short video. I think I have enough time to play it. I'm not sure how well it would come through. But it's from Brother Nathaniel. Oh, you can watch it on your own if you want. And anyway, he goes into and it's amazing story, in short, of what's going on with, you know, behind the scenes in France with this election. Now, realize that when he goes into basically, the Rothschilds and the Jewish, you know, the Jewish Rothschild, not, you know, which created not only, you know, the state of Israel, the Rothschilds bankrolled it, but these, we're talking about owners of the Federal Reserve banking system, the privately owned Federal Reserve. One of the owners is the Rothschild Bank. You know, they're the founders of it, with Rockefellers and J.P. Morgan and other bankers who founded, and industrialists who founded, you know, the Federal Reserve banking system. So he pretty much nails the issue in a way that some of you will find humorous, some will find ridiculous, some will find offensive, but I put it up there because he nails it in a way that gives a unique insight into what's going on, not only in France, but in the whole world right now. France is like a microcosm for the world, and what's going on with the banks and the control and the desperate nature of those in Western civilization trying to maintain control of the timeline in a very linear way that projects their power into the future as if nothing has changed, but everything has changed. Global net reality is dramatically changed, and it's a global village now, and there's new rules for win-win, and the old win-lose, West wins and the East loses. That's not going to play anymore. It's not working. There needs to be more cooperation, more of a win-win. And that's, again, the whole what I'm talking about today is how we're moving towards balance and checks and balance in that direction. So I'm not going off in the extreme here. Like I say, this brother Nathaniel was raised Jewish, and he's talking, but he's an Orthodox Christian speaking for the Orthodox Christian, and he's got his Orthodox Christian cap on, and he's got a big cross on his chest and his big white beard. And he's kind of funny the way he says it, but he's nailing it in many regards. I provided another video by Brother Nathaniel, but just a link to it. You can go to it if you want to. And it's it gets into what's going on with the Amazon book burning. Actually, there's two video links I provided by Brother Nathaniel. These are his most recent ones. And for this is new perspective for a lot of people. Those who know Brother Nathaniel and appreciate his stuff will appreciate all these three videos. But this specific subject that he's dealing with regarding, and he calls this one short video, the Amazon book burning, what's going on with the censorship of books on Amazon by the owner, Bezos, and how he was influenced. And you note the comments section with that article, the Amazon book burning. I think he's got a video with that article too, but note the comments section that talks about he himself, how he was cut off by PayPal, and again, the influence of the Jewish influence behind this that has cut him off from funding, and they're doing this selectively. They're cutting off basically the source of funding for a lot of pro-Christian, moralistic, you might say, or at least you might say the Christian perspective, even the Judeo-Christian perspective, of in terms of, you know, what the Christ would do. He provides that perspective in a way that's unique and interesting. Now, the background, some of the things he's talking about are very uncomfortable to some people, so I provided a link to the Zionist story, because he's talking about Zionists and Zionism, and the understanding of that for those who this is a new subject to. And it's a heavy subject for a lot of people, because we've been led to believe certain ways, and this is shocking, some shocking stuff about what's really going on with the mindset of the Zionist influence. So for the history of Zionism, there's a documentary called The Zionist Story. It's an independent film by Ronan Berelovich, and it's the story of ethnic cleansing, colonialism, and apartheid to produce a demographically Jewish state. A lot of people don't know that history. And so it's not just coincidence that the fake Federal Reserve Bank is privately owned and controlled by Zionist dual citizen Jews who have allegiance to the Rothschilds who financed the rise of the modern state of Israel. And again, the Rothschilds were some of the founders of the Federal Reserve Bank itself. So the dynamic here that's going on as the instant everywhere and interactive internet revolution creates global nationalism, it's not the New World Order, you might think. The more that corporatocracy pushes plutocracy at the expense of democracy, the faster they hasten their demise, the faster this corporatocracy, you know, the that grew up around the banks, you might say, as Jefferson said, they hasten their demise. It's like shooting themselves in the foot. But this is the dynamic that's going on with the instant everywhere interactive internet revolution. It's creating a global village in actuality. You know, where it's all the family of mankind in a global village. You know, it's how we're all connected. And the more that there are forces that try to divide and conquer that, the more they're exposed. And I'm going to go into that. It's like there's a currency of conscience that's maturing in our global social networks, and this is the currency of conscience that refines the next economy. And this global currency reset is spiritual above all. I mean, it's this currency of conscience is is nurturing. It's cooperative. It's win-win. It's best for all, you know, but we're all sides, you know, it's best for all. There's unity and diversity with this. Well, it's like the E Pluribus Unum on the Great Seal of the United States, you know, out of many one. And the nurturing of this, the culturing of this, is like the mothering of this. And this brings in the Mother's Day theme, you know, tomorrow's Mother's Day. And, well, the 14th, and so, what was it, the 15th is Mother's Day. Anyway, 14th. So we're looking at the rise of the divine feminine, the rise of the divine mother that nurtures cooperation, co-creation, coordination, communication, unity and diversity. This is a dynamic that's going on, and the more that lockstep, linear left brain thinking forces its logic on open-minded right brain intuition, the more that people will know that heartless patriarchal values are stifling cooperative matriarchal virtues. That's a mouthful, but the concept there is that we're moving towards a balance of west and east, left brain and right brain, divine masculine, divine feminine. And, of course, that's where you've got, with that balance, that's where you've got wholeness and healing. So the warfare state that we see in the United States can no longer support the welfare state. The endless war priorities that we see of the military budget, they're inversely proportional to public service capabilities. So there's a big shift going on here. The timeline of projecting Western power with bases all over the world and with the economic underwriting of this mammoth, giant police state military-industrial complex, that's coming to an end because of what's going on with the alliance of Eastern nations to create their own trade currency with a gold standard. And it's going to be increasingly isolating Western economies. And so there's different levels of co-creation and cooperation going on behind the scenes, but the politics and economics in the West, we're still seeing a lot of intense conflict and conflict resolution processes, and the media is so caught up in the surface issues that are like symptoms in a deep disease in the deep state, and most people don't see the cause behind the cause, and the vision of wholeness for healing of this entire situation. So another dynamic going on here is that the Fed banking system is naturally being neutralized by this whole new global currency economic reset. And a major part of this is, as we the people culture conscience currency, currency of conscience, social conscience and social networks, call it 5D conscience, consciousness of how we are conscious. The next, effective sensory perception, the next economy will emerge with an economics of abundance rather than an economics of scarcity, you know, the oxymoronic value of scarcity, as I talked about in the last show. So as a function of all this big shift changes, not just with the military-industrial complex, but also the medical-industrial complex will no longer be making a killing. In other words, the laws that have favored stockholders before the public whenever profits are at stake, you know, the corporate law, the incentives have been backwards in the medical-industrial complex for the creation and treatment of disease and not for its prevention, because there's no money in prevention. There's all the big money. The incentive is in treatment. And it's been privatized. You know, the social commons with the healthcare system used to be, you know, non-profit, but now it's all profit-oriented. It's been privatized for profit. So So this will be ending also. And by ending the same profit incentives of the military-industrial complex, as we see with the medical-industrial complex, we'll see health, peace, and prosperity, you know, naturally emerge. So that's, again, a big dynamic that's going on, and it's not going to happen overnight. And there might be some bumps in the road. But the more people that have the vision of the process whereby it's naturally evolving with homeostasis, with checks and balances, there's a process behind the scenes with checks and balances, and it's naturally evolving basically as fast as society can evolve and mature without being disrupted too much. I'm seeing a lot of videos in this regard this last week, the last month. This is a dynamic that's going on with the evolution, revolution, revelations of global humanity at this time. So in summary, what we see on the world stage is the symptoms of a deep disease in the deep state whose 3D timeline is now morphing due to 5D conscience that evokes future memory with intuitive knowing of opportunity. Again, right brain, intuitive knowing of the opportunity for global conscious evolution, revolution, revelations as naturally follow from the five core internet freedoms I was referring to. You might say it's a global internet upgrade of our core constitutional Bill of Rights. And the article there gives an orientation to what net neutrality as far as first principles for checks and balances, and you might say cosmic law, universal law, language, consciousness for involving and evolving consciousness, all that comes into these five core internet freedoms. So in other words, the future of global civilization is not a linear timeline from a corrupt past to a dystopia future. It's just not going to be a linear as it was before, you know, so it will be in the future as far as the corruption. But that's the linear timeline. That's not necessarily true because many enlightened Jews, Christians, Muslims are all working with those from other great world religions to jumpstart an optimal vision of virtue and valor for the victory of all of us as united sovereigns of Earth. What that looks like, how that works, how it could happen in a heartbeat, in the twinkling of an eye, as a function of enough good people who do enough soon enough, you know, to basically raise their vibration, their attunement, their alignment with these first principles of divine order, universal order. This is all in process. This is what we're seeing. So claim the victory. You know, this concept of cosmic law, language, the love model is a gold standard for the Holy Spirit of love and action. With this standard, the extremism of 3D materialism is naturally checked and balanced by systemic reset of a 5D conscious nature. Again, call it effective sensory perception. Call it common, conscientious common sense. This is what's emerging, and others would call it the divine feminine. So honor the divine feminine. And the quote by the Dalai Lama is one of my favorites. He says, it is the mothers of humanity that have always provided the love and nurturing that offers true hope for the world. Dalai Lama. And as Jesus would say, love with all your heart, mind, and strength, and your global netizen neighbor as thyself. As your neighbor as thyself. Netizen neighbor, global village, that's our netizen neighbor. So I finished up with, I'm going to have time to do a review and tell you what I told you as far as summing it up, ideally, as concisely as possible. And I did want to reference these three articles that are specific to what's going on with the Rothschild banks behind this election in France. And there's three articles that goes into this. One of them is talking about how France threatens to jail the journalists who published the leaked emails about the Rothschild banker candidate. And so there's exact parallel in the French election to Hillary's emails right before the U.S. election. There was 9 gigabytes of Macron, that guy was like the French president. Macron's linked documents and emails were released on an anonymous Pastebin website. It was not WikiLeaks. It was a French website on Friday afternoon in what the Macron campaign said was a massive and coordinated hacking attack. Again, like Hillary's emails right before the U.S. election. I'm going to get a drink here and clear my throat. Excuse me. And then there's a video, France on the Edge, President Rothschild and journalists chased from protest. That's from WeAreChange.org. And that's kind of an interesting, I think a lot of millennials will kind of like that. But the final article, the bottom line, the last article, you know, in these related articles on the French election is by Stephen Lindemann. And he explains how the French election was rigged to elect Macron. He nails it. I've heard this from other independent journalists this last week, specifically how the election was rigged so that Le Pen did not win. Some of you will find that interesting. Some, if you don't want to believe it, will find it incredulous. I find Stephen Lindemann to be a very incisive writer. He writes for Freedom Phoenix on a regular basis. It's one of my favorite news sources. So, basically, I'm going to wrap at that point. I'm going to have a little meditation to finish out the rest of the show. I want to thank you for listening and just say to basically, keep the faith, see the good, and make it so. And love be with you till we meet again. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I've enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense. And it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. there is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love and action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love and man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.